Under the FDA's newly released final guidance, gay and bisexual men interested in donating blood must abstain from sex with other men for 12 months. Congressman Brian Higgins says it's a start, but the FDA could do better.
It's a 12-month ban as opposed to a lifetime ban. It's arbitrary. It's not risk-based. It's not science-based.
Gay rights activists say the problem with the new policy is that there's a double standard. Jordan Maul Vigress of Blood is Blood says many gay men who are monogamous yet still sexually active will be unfairly left out.
But you take two people, a female that has six partners in 1 year that's not in a monogamous relationship, and you take a gay man that's been in a monogamous relationship for a year, that's had sex with one person, who is more of a risk? Obviously the female, but they don't see it that way. They see it as, oh, he's a gay man, he may have AIDS because of a law that we created, you know, 30-something years ago.
Vigress says blood donors should be screened on an individual basis. Three institutions that manage blood banks, the American Red Cross, AABB, and America's Blood Centers, say in a joint written statement that the new policy is consistent with other at-risk populations. The FDA's new policy is consistent with those in other countries, including the United Kingdom and Japan. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.